हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे. सो नाउ वी विल सी द पास्ट टाइम ऑफ वेरी गुड. जीव गोस्वामी हैज रिटन मेनी बुक्स, सत्संग दरबार, देन गोपाल शंपू. देयर इज अ फुल बिग बुक्स, अराउंड 27 बुक्स आर देयर. यू कैन राइट एनी ऑफ देम. There are so many. Jiva Goswami has written many books. Satsang Darbars and... So now we will see the pastime of Shri Gopala Bhatta Goswami. Very this thing. Once Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went to Sri Ranga. So he went to Sri Rangam, is a place in South India. In his South India tour, he went to Sri Rangam. So over there, the deity is very beautiful, Sri Ranganath. There's a big story of the temple also. Sometime I will tell you. Today I'm not telling you. Like how the deity was, how we got the deity and the description of Sri Rangam. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sri Rangam. So over there, he was so much engrossed in thinking of Krishna. All the people were standing in the temple. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went dancing. And he was so much in ecstasy that he fell down. I mean, he was so much engrossed in chanting the names of Krishna. He almost fell down. At that time, there was a person called Venkata Bhatta. What? He was the head priest of Sri Rangam at that time. Sri Rangam. So, Venkata Bhatta, he came and he took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He made all the people to move away and he took Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He said, "Can you please come to my house?" So, he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to come to his house. And at that time, it was the 4 months of rainy season. In rainy season, the devotees, they don't go anywhere. Because in the rainy season, all the worms come out, no? Earthworms and all these insects come out from the ground. So the devotees don't like to stamp them. That is why they don't go to any place. They stay in one place itself and they do bhajan. I mean, they think of Krishna. So then he requested Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to stay in his house. So for 4 months, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in the house of Venkata Bhatta. Venkata Bhatta had a small boy called Gopal. Like you, a small boy called Gopal. And Gopal was so fortunate, he used to sit on the lap of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sometimes. And not only that, he used to serve Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after eating, whatever would remain in his plate, that he would give to Gopal. And Gopal would wash the dishes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would, such a small boy, but still he would do all the services. And the first time when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his house, Venkata Bhatta washed, whenever a senior devotee or someone comes to your house, you are supposed to wash his feet with water. And that water you should sprinkle on your head for the blessings. So this, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to his house, Venkata Bhatta, he washed the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and they all drank all that water. Gopal Bhatta, everyone drank the water wash from the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then after that, this Gopal Bhatta was blessed in such a nice manner by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He would always listen to the conversations that were happening between Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Venkata Bhatta. So once what happened, now Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to leave after 4 months. But at that time he initiated Gopal and he said that now you take care of your parents because you are Vaishnavas. And Vaishnavas means the person who takes the names of Vishnu. So he said you take care of your parents and then afterwards you can come to Vrindavan. So Gopal was a very scholar. He went to a good school, he learned grammar, everything very nicely. And then he took care of his parents also. Then finally, when he was almost, 30 years or something, his parents left. I mean, they left and they went to the spiritual world. And whoever will keep quiet will have a movie. Yeah, fine. So then, Gopal Bhatta, he went to Vrindavan. He was so happy. Now he is going to see the Lord again. At that time, he went and met Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. And then Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami sent a message to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that Gopal Bhatt has come. But then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately sent some gifts. And what was those gifts? There was a wooden plank on which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit. So some say it's Lauki and some say Giri. Some names are given, but it is a wooden plank on which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sit. That he gave as a gift to Gopal. And not only that, the garments which he was wearing, once he had used, those garments also he gave it to as a gift to Gopal. And Gopal felt so happy. He took it as prasad from the Lord. And then Gopal Bhatt was following the instructions of Prabhu Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. He stayed in Vrindavan. Then later, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ended his pastimes, at that time, Gopal Bhatt Goswami was very sad at his heart because he was not getting the association of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was always crying and he was very weak. Once it came in his dream, some said, anyway, he went to Nepal. You know Nepal?
Yes.
Okay, so he went to Nepal. Over there, a river is there, Gandaki River. So in that Gandaki River, in that river there are there are many Shaligram Shilas. Shaligram Shila is, you know, something which it is non-different from Krishna. Okay, it is like in a form of a stone, but it is non-different from Krishna. It's not like an ordinary stone. If you worship it is equal to worshipping Krishna. So he went to that Gandaki River. There are many Shaligram Shilas in that river. So he had his Kamandalu. You know Kamandalu?
Yes.
It's a pot. You know the sages carry, the saints have that pot. So he put that pot to take water for his puja. So he took water. So many Shaligram Shilas jumped into the pot. So then he thought, oh, it must be my mistake. So he put the Shaligram Shilas back into the water. Again it came into, like this it happened three times, and the third time there were 12 Shaligram Shilas in his pot. So he thought, maybe the Lord wants me to worship these Shaligram Shilas. So he took those Shaligram Shilas, he came to Vrindavan, and he used to always worship them all the time. In the day, in the morning, evening, all the time he used to worship them. Once a rich man, a sage, he came to Vrindavan to see all the Goswamis. At that time he also came, and he, when a saint comes, you know, when you go to see a saint, you should not go empty handed. You should either take some fruits, something you should take, and you should not go empty handed. So this saint, because he was a rich man, he got jewels, you know, chains, necklaces, bangles and dresses, beautiful dresses for deities. So he got those dresses and he gave it as a gift to Gopal Bhatt Goswami. Gopal Bhatt Goswami said, my dear sir, I have Shaligram Shilas. I will see, if you have deities like this, you can put dhoti, you can put necklace, you can put bangles. But if you have Shaligram Shilas, you cannot dress the Shaligram Shilas. So, but the saint insisted, please, I have got it out of love, please accept these. So then Gopal Bhatt Goswami said, okay. But he had a desire always in his heart. Like from, you know, in the Narsimha Leela, from the tomb, Narsimha Dev came out. So he thought, how nice it would be. It was Narsimha Jayanti, the day when Narsimha came out of the pillar. He thought, how nice it would be if I had a beautiful form of Krishna who had feet, who had hands, for whom I could dress, whom I could put crowns, I could put bangles, I could put dhoti, I could put chains, necklaces, I could dress the deity. So what happened? That full night he was thinking of that same thing, and he slept, and the morning he got up, he went to take bath. He took bath in the river, he came back, and there was a full basket. He had kept the Shaligram Shilas in a basket and covered with a cloth. The moment he removed the cloth, a beautiful deity of Shri Shri Radha Ramanji was there. Shri Shri Radha Raman ki
Jai.
One of the Shaligram Shilas called Damodar Shila, that Shila, it expanded itself into a deity. Such a beautiful deity, it's so beautiful. The eyes are very beautiful. The feet and the fingers, the nails, everything is very beautiful. And this Radha Raman deity is there in Vrindavan today also. In Radha Raman Mandir. I told first Radha Damodar Mandir, Radha Damodar deity of Jiva Goswami, Now this is Radha Raman deity of Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So that deity, and still they say at the back of the deity there is a little portion of the Shaligram Shila to prove that the deity has come from the Shaligram Shila. So Radha Raman, and what they have done is next to the deity they have kept the name of Srimati Radharani, because there is no difference between the name and the form, so that they are worshipping the name, hoping that sometime maybe even Radharani's deity might manifest. I mean manifest in the sense come about. I mean like how Radharamanji they came. And on the day when Radharaman appeared, it is celebrated in Radharaman temple so opulently. They worship, they bathe Krishna with 500 liters of milk. Can you imagine? 500 liters of milk. Such a big occasion it is. So this is how, even today if you go, you can see this deity in Shri. You know what you people should do if your parents say where we should go, say we should go to Vrindavan. I want to see Giriracharan Shila, I want to see Radha Raman, I want to see Radha Damodar, all these deities I want to see. That is what you should see. So this is how Gopal Bhatta Goswami was worshipping Sri Sri Radha Raman deity. And then he has written many books. In that one is Satkriya Sara Deepika is there. Then Hari Bhakti Vilas, many books was written by Gopal Bhatta Goswami also. And he is said to be Ananga Manjari or Guna Manjari in Krishna Leela. And then he stayed by Radha Kund also. He was performing his bhajan. And his samadhi is there in Radha Raman Mandir. Just behind is there. Shri Gopala Bhatta Goswami ki. Yeah.